Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @RightStream and hashtag #RightStream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Welcome to Just Believe Radio. You are listening to our Sunday night show on the Right Stream Network. I am your host, Lisa Tarvis, and I am a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, intuitive counselor, author of the book, Just Believe, just like the name of the show, Just Believe. And what else do I do? Oh, and of course, I'm a radio show host. That's kind of important, especially right this minute. Anyway, I am happy to be here tonight. It's a beautiful night here in Pennsylvania. I don't know where you guys all are, but it's beautiful. Not too humid, not too hot, not nothing. It's just nice. So I'm excited to be on the air tonight and talking to everyone. We have a fantastic guest tonight. We are going to be doing psychic reading, so feel free to call in. The number is 347-945-7246. Again, that's 347-945-7246. And if you press 1, you can get into the queue. And Daria Ann, our founder of the Right Stream Network, is in the background here today, and she is doing our screening. So she will get you in the queue to get on the air. We have a returning guest tonight, Stephen Dillard Carroll, and I'm excited that he's coming back. And I'll tell you a little bit more about him in just a minute. Just want to let everyone know about the Right Stream Network just a little bit, because we have some fantastic stuff going on with our network, if I do say so myself. Maybe I'm a little prejudiced, but whatever. We do have a really, really fun lineup of different shows with our different hosts. We start the week off, of course, on Sunday with my show, Just Believe, which is spirituality. We do a lot of psychic readings, and we have some other really interesting authors and guests that are experts in the fields of spirituality, holistic health, the paranormal, things of that sort. We also have, on Monday, we have a fantastic show, which is called Military Monday. And that's with John D. Gresham, and he has some fantastic authors and guests on every Monday. His show airs at 1 o'clock on the Right Stream Network. Also, then on Tuesday, we have the Family Power Hour. I'm sorry, that's not Tuesday. Tuesday is Daria Ann's show, which is a fantastic show that she really enjoys doing, called Right Stream Tuesday. And she has a lot of political guests on and political authors on, but she also has a lot of authors in all the different genres. So if you're somebody who just likes to hear about different types of books, and different topics and all the genres, covering everything, you're not necessarily specifically just interested in one thing or the other, she's got a really fantastic lineup of authors and guests on her show every Tuesday. Thursday we have Family Power Hour, and that's a fantastic show with they're all fantastic. I keep saying fantastic, maybe that's my word of the day, but that has Dr. Billy Eisenberg and Sheila Benjamin Wise, and they are a psychologist and a lawyer, and they have a lot of great stuff about family situation and, you know, marriage situations and children and all the different things from the legal and psychological approach. Friday we have Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss that Daria Ann and I actually host together, and we've been doing a lot of reruns or a lot of nothing with it lately, but it's a show for women, and we're going to be relaunching that this coming fall. So hopefully next month we're gonna get some, we're redoing our thought process on how we're going to approach the show, and we're going to get that back again. But that'll air on Friday nights at 7 o'clock. So we encourage all the girls out there, and guys too, if you want to learn about girl stuff, grab a glass of wine and join us for Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss every night at 7 o'clock. So that's our lineup right now. We have lots of plans in the works, and hopefully we'll be launching some more shows this year. But that's what we have going on so far. You can find out about all of our shows by going to blogtalkradio.com/rightstream, and you will be able to see all of our archives, all of the upcoming shows, everything we've got going on. blogtalkradio/rightstream, WRITESTREAM, and that's rightstream. Also, you can go to our website, which is rightstreamradio.com, and you can learn about each one of our shows, plus you can learn about all of our hosts, and there are links to our show there, our shows there too. So that said, I just want to say, because last week I don't think I talked much about the Rightstream Network, and maybe the week before. So I just wanted to get all of that out there, because this is a fantastic network of people that are not making money doing this show. We're doing it because we're passionate about our topics, we're passionate about our jobs, and we are trying to get information out there to everybody who wants to listen. So we really want to make sure that everything is out there, and you have access to how you find out more about our shows, what shows we have going on, and you can learn more about every one of our hosts are talented and have incredible careers going on of their own, and really are doing their shows so that we can kind of spread it around and reach as many people as possible without it costing anyone anything. So that's the goal, to get a lot of knowledge out there. Again, everyone, so welcome to Just Believe. You are listening to Just Believe Radio. And again, my name is Lisa Tarvis, and I'm going to bring on Stephen Dillard Carroll, who is a repeat guest. He's been here before, and everyone loved him, so I'm bringing him back on, and hoping that he can put up with us one more time, at least, maybe more. Stephen, how are you?
I'm well tonight, Lisa. Thanks for having me back on.
Now, I'm happy that you were able to make it, and I just want to again talk a little bit about what you do. You basically read cards. You read tarot, correct?
That is correct. That is correct.
And you and your career in this is you haven't been doing this for, I mean, I guess you've been intuitive forever, but have psychic abilities for most of your life. But the tarot thing has been just the last few years, if I remember correctly, right?
Right. The way that happened is about 5 years ago, actually closer to six now, my friend and I were sitting around, not doing much of anything. And she said, "Hey, you want to read each other's cards?" And I said, "Oh, I don't know anything about cards." And, she said, "Well, just look at the pictures and tell me what they say to you." And so since I'm always up for a new adventure, I was like, "Okay, sure." So she got out her cards, and she read me first, and then I read her. And she said, "Wow, you're pretty good at that." And I said, "Well, okay." And I didn't think too much about it. And then a couple of months later, I was in my friendly neighborhood Barnes & Noble bookstore, and I just happened to be in the New Age section and found the found my first deck. And I thought, what the hell, and I bought a deck, and I bought a few books on it, and I just started reading casually for friends and family, and whenever it would come up in conversation, and each and every time I would they would say to me, "Wow, Stephen, you're really good at this. You should consider doing this for a living." And, you know, years went by. And it just so happened that my best friend and I, in January of 2013, decided, you know what, let's throw a New Year's Day party. And when we did, our gift was we were going to read for everybody. And once again, it was, "Wow, Stephen, you're really good at this. You should consider doing this for a living." And I finally was like, okay. You know, it took me, you know, 5 years of the universe, you know, begging me to do this before I finally said okay. But in January of 2013, I said okay, and that is what I have been doing, spiritual advising, reading tarot cards and stuff like that for the last year and going year and a half. So there you have it.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And I think so many times that, you know, when you're called to do something like this, when you have a gift like this, and most people just start out and they just are really intuitive. They're just they don't really maybe use the word intuitive, because I'm not really sure they know that that's the word they should use. If my dog starts barking, by the way, everyone, the doorbell just rang, and he's a little nuts when the doorbell rings, but so far he's behaving. Anyway, you know, I think that it starts off a lot of times with just like, you know, people are like always coming to you for advice. You're like you give great advice, you know, things like that.
And right. Then
you can be called deeper into it. And for me, I was called in by the angels, and I've communicated with angels, and I get my messages through angels. I use angel cards sometimes for readings. Okay. The tarot has never been something I can, honestly, I'm not sure I'm smart enough. It is not that simple for me. It's complicated. I've studied it. I have a master's degree in metaphysical science, and believe it or not, one of the courses, I took a divination course, of course I took that course, for I think my bachelor's in metaphysical science, and one of the things I had to study was tarot. So for me, I was just shaking my head the whole time, like, what, are you kidding me? You know, so it hasn't been a simple process for me to learn it, and so I just kind of stick with what I know, and I think it's really cool when other people are sticking with what they know. But, I mean, that it came easy to you, and I think that's awesome. What's your website? Let's give everybody your website out before we get started.
Sure, travelingtarot.com, TRAVELINGTAROT.com. And at the bottom of each and every page at travelingtarot.com, you will find links to everywhere that I am on social media, whether it be Twitter, Facebook. I just join the legion of Instagram people. So I would encourage everyone to go to travelingtarot.com to look me up initially, and then if they want to connect via social media, just scroll down to the bottom of each page or whatever page that they're on, and just click on the links and immediately be taken to where I am.
All right, great. That's great. So everybody can go to Traveling Tarot. Okay, now, but first of all, let's clarify the word tarot. I say tarot, you say tarot. Everybody has a different well, not everybody, but a lot, there are different pronunciations for the word. And so, it's all the same thing. It's those cards from the Rider, what is that?
Rider-Waite is the granddaddy.
That's the cards, everyone. It's the same deck of cards that we all use. Well, most of us use the same deck of cards. It's that deck seems to be the most popular anyway, the most well-known. And before we get started, I just want to say something really quick on a personal note, and this isn't to you, Stephen, but this is just to, because I didn't say it earlier. My dad just got out of the hospital tonight, and I'm just sending out I just want everyone to keep him in his prayers. He has a biopsy of his pancreas on this coming Thursday. And so he's 79 years old, and he lives in Florida, and I'm in Pennsylvania. So that sucks, you know, that we're so far apart. But if everyone could please keep him in your thoughts and prayers, and pray that this biopsy turns out well, that would be really appreciated. So I just wanted to throw that out there before we get started. But we do have a lot of callers that have been holding for a really long time already. So, Stephen, if we don't mind getting right to it.
Let's do it.
We have Rose from New Jersey, who is our first caller, who has been on hold for like 30 minutes. Rose.
Hello.
Hi. Did you have a question for Stephen?
Yes, yeah, Stephen. There's someone from my past who I haven't heard from in like 3.5 years, but I was thinking about him today. I don't know why, but I'm wondering if he'll ever contact me again or if, you know, we'll ever reconnect. And also I want to know if there's someone new coming.
Okay. All right, let's take a look. Well, Rose, I'm getting from the cards that I turned over that did you say that you just reconnected with this person or he just popped into your head after almost 4 years?
No, he just popped into my head. I'm just wondering if we'll ever reconnect again because we haven't spoken in years.
Yeah, I'm getting that if you do reconnect, it will be you reaching out to him rather than he reaching out to you. I do not necessarily think that this would be a long-term relationship for you guys in the future, because I'm getting that you two are at completely different areas in your lives right now. And so I think it would be nice to communicate with him on a friendship level, but I wouldn't necessarily try to pursue it any deeper than that, because once you start talking to him, if you do indeed decide to reach out to him, you'll find that you two are in completely different spaces right now. And neither one of them is bad. It's just they're just different. And so I would urge you to take that into consideration. Now, as far as if there's anyone new coming onto the horizon, what I'm getting, especially from the Two of Blades here, is that there's still some growth that you have to do personally on your own before you're ready for anything long term. Now, again, people come into our lives for a reason, whether it be long term, short term, or medium term. People come into our lives for a reason. I'm not telling you not to date at all, but I am saying that probably for the next 2 years, I would really focus more on yourself and becoming even more of the person that you want to attract into your life, you know, and while you're dating, just, you know, take the lessons that these people may provide to you in hand along with that, but know that probably for the next 2 years, the universe is really asking for you to really focus in on you and become even more of the person that you want to attract into your life for the long term. Does that make sense to you, Rose?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. I wish you well.
Thank you, Rose. Thanks so much for calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we're going to move on to Sharon from Ohio. Uh-oh. All right, see, right away I start hitting wrong buttons. That's my thing. Wrong button.
Hi, Lisa.
Sharon, there? Hi, how are you?
Thanks for screening me. Okay.
Absolutely. It was great. It was great talking to you. I talked to Sharon. She first called in from I can tell she called him from Skype. Is that right, Sharon?
Hello. Yes, it's right, Lisa. That's correct.
That's not me being psychic, people. That's me telling you that she's calling
this. Okay.
Wow, Lisa, you're really good at this.
I know, aren't I good? I'm like, amazing. All right. So, anyway, I'm assuming you have a question for Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Sharon. How are you this evening?
I'm doing really well. I do have a question.
Okay.
I'm trying to manifest something. I've been trying to do it for a few months now. So I guess, can you like give a little, like what's going to come up for me in the next like 3 months? Can you do that? Or do you need something specific?
What are you trying to manifest specifically? Can you say that on the air?
Employment.
Okay. Let's take a look.
Thank you, Stephen.
Oh, no problem.
I feel like I'm in quicksand.
Okay. All right, let me just give me a moment here, Sharon. Let me communicate on a little different level here. Okay. I'm getting, wow, the Temperance card, I keep on looking at it. I'm for everyone that is on hold and for you as well, I'm doing a four-card spread. It's just four cards laid out.
Okay.
And my eye just keeps on being pulled to the Temperance card. And the Temperance card is all about, of course, being balanced in your spiritual, emotional, mental lives, making sure that everything is balanced. And right next to the Temperance card, I'm getting, I have the Two of Discs, and that's also a balance card. I'm getting a lot of balance here, and I'm not sure if perhaps it's something that is out of whack in your life. I assume that you spend a lot of your time actually looking for employment, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm balancing money. That's what I've been balancing, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Because something is out of whack in your life. Something is out of balance. And again, you probably just answered that by saying that it's money. I'm not getting that it's going to happen in 3 months, perhaps in four. Because I'm also getting the Four of Masks, but the Four of Masks, it's telling me that you need to be open to divergent possibilities. An opportunity may come your way within the next 4 months that is something outside of, your normal job search. That may be something that would be beneficial to you, but you have to be open to it. It may not sound like something you would be interested in on its face, but if you look deeper into it, it might end up being a place where you can stay for a little while until at least you can get your feet under you and, get a good grounding on yourself. So I'm just saying for at least the next 4 months, think outside of the box. If opportunities come to you, because the Four of Masks boxes about opportunities coming to you rather than, you know, you seeking them out.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure that if an opportunity comes to you that isn't in your, you know, normal, I guess, lane of employment, to not dismiss it completely out of hand, because it will be something that will, at its very least, give you an opportunity to get back on your feet and get your feet underneath you and get a good, strong, stable grounding before you move on. So I'm getting that for you within the next 4 months rather than 3 months.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what that opportunity is, but make sure that you stay open to the possibilities. But I do know that I do know that it is outside of your normal lane of looking for employment. So definitely keep your eyes open for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
Thank
you. Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, moving right along, we're going to go to Michigan now. We were in Ohio, and I think before that we were in New Jersey, so we're staying very much on the sort of kind of East Coast area.
Uh-huh.
So this is Sherelle from Michigan, and I believe I'm pronouncing your name right. Yes?
Hi, yes you are. Yes, ma'am. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Sherelle. How are you? I know you just said you're fine.
How's Michigan right now?
I'm doing it.
What's the temperature in Michigan tonight?
Oh, right now it is 84. Hot. Muggy.
That is hot. That is hot. That's not good. I don't like 84.
Yeah.
Not this time of night. Not this
time
of night.
Yeah, I like
night.
It kind of. Yeah, kind of.
70s would be good. Where are you in Michigan?
Detroit.
Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Have you met Kid Rock? Have you met Kid Rock yet? Because he is like my hero.
No, I have not.
All right.
I have
well,
not
if,
met Kid Rock.
You, if you run across Kid Rock, give him my phone number, okay?
My husband
already knows it's going to happen. He already knows we've had the talk. Kid Rock is just my. Sexy. I don't know why. I know people. I know what everybody's thinking. I don't know what it is. I just love the guy.
Well, he's very smart. He's very smart, and he does a lot of great things for Detroit.
He does.
He really does. So,
Telly has a good soul, and he's a little hot. I think he's a little hot. I'm just saying. I do. I don't know why, and I know a thousand people will disagree. I just love him. His name is Bob Ritchie. If using his real name, Robert Ritchie or Kid Rock, you know. Anyway, if you run across him, just say Lisa Tarvis says hey and won't mind a phone call. Lisa Tarvis, LisaTarvis.com.
www.LisaTarvis.com. Oh, she really going to give me the message, Miss Lisa.
All right. Now you can have it. Once I saw you were from Michigan, I'm sorry. It all goes down. That's
no,
it.
It's fine.
I'm thinking nothing but Kid Rock at that point. I'm sure you have a question for Stephen that does not involve Kid Rock. So, go ahead.
Okay. No. I want messages from the other side or from my guys. And about a guy that I'm dealing with at the current moment, I wonder if he's a lesson or a blessing, or is it going to be future potential with us, or what's going to be with us?
Okay. So you have a person that you're dating right now, and you want to know what the long-term potential with him is?
Yes, 6 years we've been.
I wonder
if it's going to continue. Yeah, I want to know if it's going to continue or if he just a lesson, the experience, or like as you were saying, that like, people come to your life for a reason, so I want to know.
That is true. All right, well, then let's take a look here. Let me deal out some cards.
Miss Lisa, you're not doing any readings tonight?
Oh, No. This is, I actually am going to, I've been promising, I'm going to do a night where it's just me giving readings because I love freaking doing that. But I can't do it in an hour because I'm too big of a blabbermouth. So I have to go, I have to make it like an hour and a half or 2 hour long show. And it's going to happen. It may be, it's probably going to be this fall. I think I'm going to make it happen this fall. I've been promising it forever and I'm going to do it. It's going to be fun. It'll be wordy, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Are you married to this man or no?
No, we never. We're only 20.
Oh, he's 20.
We both are. Well, he's about to be 21 Sunday, but anyway, we just young.
Oh, okay. All right, that's why. Okay, wow, you guys have been together since you were 14?
Yeah, high school, 9th grade to 12th grade and to now.
Wow.
Took a year off. Yeah, I know.
Wow. I am not getting that this is a long-term, that this will end in marriage and family.
Okay.
I'm just not getting that. I'm glad that you have not, married him yet. I'll be 42 in September, and I'm going to put on my daddy pants now and say, you're too young. And I understand that you probably don't want to hear that. Because nobody who's 20 years old wants to hear a 42-year-old man tell them that they're too young. I'm getting that probably within the next, I'm getting within the next 5 to 6 months, there will be a crossroads of sorts where you guys will need to make a decision. And I honestly don't see this as being a prosperous relationship for you, only because two of my cards that are bookending the four card spread here that I've got. I've got the Five of Blades at the start, and that's the Life Being Unfair card. And the Sun is at the end of the four card spread, and it's all about happy endings, relationships, and things of that nature, and success. And it is in the reverse position. And also, I'm getting the Judgment card. It's in the upright position, but it's just saying that there's going to be a tipping point very, very soon. And that's why I'm saying 5 to 6 months, because of the Five of Blades. I'm really sorry to tell you that. I really don't see this progressing further than probably the next 5 or 6 months for you.
And let me just add, Stephen, that when you get news like that and it's not exactly what you want to hear, I think that sometimes I go back to the saying that some of God's greatest gifts are His unanswered prayers. And I go back and I think that when I was 20 and the idiot I was dating when I was 20, but totally in love with, and thought, oh my God, if I don't marry him and we don't have babies, which by the way I had already named, and the babies were named and everything, I was going to be completely and totally miserable and life would suck forever. So, I think that a lot of times it's not just being 20, it's just that you change. You change. You guys grow. You become different people. You're not who you're. Who you are right now is not who you're going to be 10 years from now. Not even close. Everything about you is going to change. You're like, it's amazing. It's amazing, and I can say this like I'm slightly older than Steven, and I can just say that it is. I mean, I was a true romantic, the fairy tale whole thing going on. And it, as depressing as it is not to hear what you want to hear all the time, it is true that sometimes God's greatest gift is unanswered prayers. And I think I'm quoting Garth Brooks there as well. But for some reason, there's a song in my head that Garth Brooks sang. I think that might have been called that. But anyway, it's really very true. So hang in there. And okay. And you will, you'll get through it, and don't take it out on my relationship with Kid Rock if you run into him.
Oh, no, I will sure let him know. I remember.
I appreciate
thank
that.
You guys.
All right,
you're
thanks.
Welcome.
Nice talking yeah, to
you're
you.
Welcome. Nice bye-bye. Talking to you. Have a good evening.
You bye. Too. Bye-bye. I have a slight obsession. It's a slight obsession. It's a slight.
Hey, Lisa, have you? By the way, have you heard about Kid Rock's recent legal troubles?
Which one? I've heard
you. And I know that I'm trying to keep this clean, but it's with the Insane Clown Posse.
It's with what?
The Insane Clown Posse. They're a rap group out of Detroit.
You're kidding. He doesn't even do that much rap anymore.
No, I'm not kidding. I'm really trying to keep this clean, but let's see. How to say it cleanly. There was an adult device that apparently has been subpoenaed, that Kid Rock has been subpoenaed to hand over. that belongs to the Insane Clown Posse. And Kid Rock has gone on his website. You really need to go to his website. He laid out this entire diatribe wherein he says, I've never met the Insane Clown Posse. I do not have this adult device that they say I have. And he just lays into these lawyers, and it is the most beautiful thing in the world. It will have you laughing and probably will deepen your obsession just a little bit.
I don't know. I don't know if my obsession needs any more deepened, but I have to. I don't know. I love his music, and honestly, it started with his music, and it really did. And then I started learning more about him, and he's a really intelligent man, and he's a great businessman, and he's a great humanitarian. I mean, he does stuff without, I don't know, he does stuff in the background. He's not trying to get notoriety for it, you know, and I think that's some of what I kind of like, you know, is that he's... It's not all. Oh, I'm doing this. Let's make sure it gets on TMZ.com. You know what I mean? It's kind of all like down low, and I like that.
He's not releasing a press release every time he breaks off a couple of dollars with somebody.
Yes, exactly. So and so, they were having their prom dinner, and we paid for it. Yeah, big fat hairy deal. So what? You're like
gazillionaires.
You know, that's the least you can do. Anyway.
Right.
So yeah. So I don't know. We have a caller that keeps getting dropped, so I think I've got her on here. I want to make sure I get her on. Sometimes our system drops people. So I'm going to get to Stacy from Florida here. Stacy, how many times have you had to call back in?
Twice, but that's okay. Hi.
Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
So what question do you have for me this evening?
I had a question. What do you see coming up for my career, please?
Okay. Do you have a specific timeline on it or anything, or just in general?
In general.
Okay.
Thank you.
All Well, this is interesting. I'm actually showing. Are you on a career path right now with your current with your current job?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm showing that if you so choose, that will continue to manifest itself and will continue to grow and, you know, be a promotion and moving up in the company, et cetera, et cetera. So, ooh, excuse me, pardon me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I am seeing that also there will be, if you so choose to stay with this company and, you know, move up the ladder with this company, that there will be a learning curve. There will be things that you just don't know that will perhaps even come out of left field. And actually, I think that by left field, I mean your relationships with your coworkers and possibly even your subordinates, the people that that you're supervising or the team that you're leading. Things will come out of left field, and it will be a learning experience for you. How do I get everybody on the same page? How do I continue? How do I not only be a leader, but make other people see me as a leader? That's going to be a real learning curve for you, because as you move up in this company, there's going to be personality conflicts. That's the first thing. And the second thing is, of course, because you'll be in a supervisory role, it'll just be something new for you and learning how the company works in a supervisory role, their particular rules, you know, their particular way of doing things, working around those ways that companies manifest themselves. It's just going to be a learning curve for you, as well as the people that you're managing or supervising or have a team under you. I would encourage you to never, ever, ever lose, I encourage you to always speak your truth. Do not allow your circumstance to dictate whether or not you speak the truth. Always, always, always speak the truth, regardless of the circumstance. Because, you know, even at the end of the day, if it doesn't work out for, you know, X, Y, or Z coworker, at least they will respect you at the end of the day for telling them the truth. So I would encourage you never to lose that part of your personality. I'm really seeing that. I'm really seeing you moving up in up the corporate ladder, up the company ladder. It's just that as you do that, there will be a learning curve for everyone, especially learning how to deal with personality conflicts with the people that you're supervising. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, again, this is your choice. If you choose to move up in the company, it is certainly available to you to do that. If you choose not to, then you don't have to. But if you choose to, just know that the opportunity is definitely, definitely, definitely there for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in, Stacey. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stacey.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Let's see. Who's next?
Who's next on my list? Carol. We have Carol from Illinois on the phone. So let me get Carol. I believe you're up next. How are you?
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in. Did you have a question for Stephen tonight?
I do. What do you see as far as employment for me?
Okay. I guess the recession really isn't over, is it, Lisa? I mean, we've just been getting employment questions over
you
and
know,
over.
You know, it's so funny. I was thinking at the beginning of the show, I was thinking, you know, I remember when I first started doing readings, everybody I talked to, love, relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, marriage, whatever. You know what I mean? It is like, I swear to God, it has changed to the point where it's got to be 60 to 70% about employment, which I think shows you the state of the country.
Right.
You know, I think it explains a lot about how the country's doing when people are really still looking for work and still not happy where they are and afraid to leave and find something better.
Right.
You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm
sending out good energy to everybody that's listening tonight. If you're in that situation where you're looking for employment, I certainly hope and pray that things work out for all of you. That's a hard place to be in. Back to Carol. Let me put out a few cards here. How long have you been out of work, Carol?
Quite a few months.
Okay. All right. Let me lay out a few cards here. All right. Change is... I don't see your current situation changing anytime soon. But I am, however, seeing that this is... that once you do find employment, that it'll be in your favor. Also, what I'm getting is, have you been looking at small businesses?
Yes.
Okay. Continue looking at small businesses, you know, businesses with 20 or less people in them. Just really small businesses. It may not be what you want for salary to start out with, but I think your focus, I think, should be on small businesses because bigger corporations have the money and the leeway and the resources, the human resources, to be picky and to let people go and to hire people or even have people move up within the ranks of their company. I really am strongly getting that you really need to, narrow in your focus into smaller businesses, and even maybe even while you're looking for employment. What do you do for a living?
Accounting.
Okay. There's no reason why you couldn't even start working for yourself while you're looking for employment. People are always, you know, people are always looking for people that can help them better manage their money. People are always looking for financial advisement. People are always looking for people to, and I don't know what kind of accounting you do, but, you know, even tax accounting and getting people, you know, right with you know, what they need to do to pay off the government. You might want to look into even freelance work and doing that just to make a little bit of money here and there while you look for a more stable position. But I'm really getting that whatever you do, it needs to be on a smaller scale, either with just yourself or with a smaller company rather than a large corporation. Does that make sense?
It does. I did switch my focus from the larger corporations to the smaller business sector because I just thought, well, as you said, I won't make the same kind of money, but at least I would have a job. And, you know, you never know what could happen. You just don't know. It's better than being out of work, period.
Right. And like I said, I think that this is important as well. While you're out there looking every day, there's no rule that says that you can't, you know, do freelance work here and there, you know, to pick up a few extra dollars here and there while you're looking for something that's more permanent.
Carol, I gotta tell you, as a small business owner, you know, there is no way that the common people in the world and people that are running proprietorships and small businesses, LLCs, whatever, can keep up with all the changes in the tax laws all the time. And if you do that type of accounting, I'm telling you, I would, you can make money. If you just charge a little less than the accountant that's with a firm charges, you can make money in that because I'm always looking for, I had a private accountant that did it on the side. She had a job and she did that on the side and, you know, did other people. Stuff on the side, and it was a godsend. And then she stopped doing it on the side, and I had to find someone, you know, and we ended up going with a firm, which, you know, of course, is a little more money. But there was really something focusing on small business and focusing on, individual taxes. I mean, if that's the kind of accounting you do, which, by the way, I don't know if you do, but...
Yeah. I'll have to check it out and see. I know. I'll just have to expand more options. I continue to expand options, and that's one thing I'll have to think about, self-employment.
Yeah. It's a great way to make a little bit of money while you're doing it, you know, while you're waiting for
absolutely.
Something. You know?
Right,
yeah.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks
you're very
for calling
welcome.
In. Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. It's so true what I was saying, though, Stephen, is that the changes and what people are focused on right now, I just think it's really amazing that we used to care more about our love lives and now we care about survival. And
exactly.
No, but that's where we're at right now. All right. I've got Kathy calling from Massachusetts. And I'm going to get her on next here. Kathleen, I was chatting with you in the chat room. By the way, we do have a chat room, everybody. If you go to the page for our show, you can click on the chat room. Or I think it's at the bottom of the page. You can see the chat room. Anyway, did you have a question for Stephen tonight?
Yes, I do. Hi, how are you both?
I'm good tonight, Kathleen. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I have a question. There's a guy that I met last October.
Okay.
Now, I want to know, and we've been on and off, and he lives at a distance, meaning like hour and a half, almost 2-hour drive. Do you see us getting together as far as ever living together or not?
Okay.
His first name is Joe.
Okay. All right.
Or JD, he goes by. It's another.
All right. Well, let me lay out the cards here and see what they have to say. By and large, when you're together, is it good?
Well, we laugh a lot and have fun.
Okay. Okay. Very good. I am getting, I'm getting that in order for this to actually work for either of you, one of you is going to have to actually pull up roots and move, and I'm thinking that it might even be him. I'm thinking that you have a better, I guess, if you were going to live together or something like that, that you have a better
situation.
Yeah.
I do.
That, okay. Okay. So it would have to be him that would have to pick up and move. I'm concerned that should that happen, is he on the same spiritual path as you?
I'm not sure. I believe we're both spiritual. I don't know exactly what you mean, the spiritual path.
Well, what I mean by that is, and this is what I'm getting, I'm getting that you're a lot more serious about your spirituality than he is. Is that true?
He talks about his all the time. Like, he knows the Bible inside out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Where I don't.
Okay. Okay. Well. Then that's what that means then. Perhaps. I'm just getting that it might. I'm getting that if he does decide to move, that it will end up being a happy situation for everybody. So that's the good news in all of this. And I'm also getting that if this thing has any chance or hope of survival, he's going to have to move. It's I keep on getting drawn to the High Priestess card, and it's in the reverse position. I just make sure that that in this process of, you know, moving in together and living together and what have you, that your spirituality does not take a backseat to his. I think that's what it's trying to tell me. Thank you. You just don't say, okay, well, he goes to church every Sunday and he's a Methodist, then I'll be a Methodist too. And
no, we're both Catholic, but neither one of us goes to church.
Okay.
I want to just add something real quick, Stephen, is that, you know, I think there's a difference between religion and spirituality. I mean, I know there's a difference. And I think maybe what Stephen is picking up on here, meaning the spiritual path, is just where you want to go with your soul growth, maybe. You know what I mean? Versus, it's great that he, you know, reads the Bible and you both, you know, and knows the Bible. And, I'm a metaphysician and a psychic and a holistic health practitioner and all this. I can't quote Bible stuff. I mean, I can't. So, I think that's a different, you know, there's religion and being somebody who was brought up in it and known it and embraced it and lived it versus being on a spiritual path, which is basically just trying to, just believing in there being a higher power, something else, and maybe searching to find out if, where that is, who that is, if that has anything to do with religion at all. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're different. I really do.
Yeah, and along with that, and you're absolutely right about that, Lisa, I just, along with that, not not losing who you who your spirit needs to for you to become.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want you to be complacent in your spirituality. Do not allow this relationship to force you into a complacent state as far as growing as a spiritual person, as far as continuing to study, continuing to learn, and continuing to grow. That's the only thing that I'm seeing that is a little red flag on this relationship, because I'm getting that it would be so much easier for you just to go with the flow and, and allow his spirituality to become your spirituality. And
well, let me ask you this. Do you see, his wife died. He's 5 years younger than me. He'll be 50 this month. I just turned 57, and she would have been the same age as me, but his wife died in September. We met in October, and he had to sell the house they were living in, and now he's paying a lot of child support from the first wife, but he lives in an apartment with his niece. He has to share the rent 50-50, and he has a dog, and that's another problem coming here. You can't bring a dog, and his work would be too far away. Do you think those two things, the dog and finding work around here, would fall into place?
I'm getting actually that if he decides that he wants to make that move, that it will happen. I'm getting that it's more on him to say, okay, I can, visit my dog on the weekends, or and as far as work, I'm getting that he will be able to find work where you are. That won't be a problem. The dog, look, dogs are for animal lovers, dogs are like people.
That's the way it is.
It's very hard for people to give up their animals, but if he wants to be with you, then I am assuming that you, have allergies or something like that?
I don't have a cat. He has a dog, but we can't have a dog where I live.
Oh, okay, I see. I'm just getting that if he so chooses to make this work, it will work, and he'll just figure out a way to continue to have a relationship with his dog while he is with you. And as far as work goes, he will find work where you are.
Do you have an idea what month this would be that he would move in or make that decision?
I'm getting that it would be in the winter months, like around February or the beginning of March, that he would finally make that decision whether or not he wants to move.
Okay.
But again, it will be on him to make that move.
Yeah.
And it will be on him to make that decision. And, if he does make that decision, I'm getting, either in February or March.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, and I appreciate the reading.
You're very welcome. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. Oops, I kind of cut her off too fast. Again, I'm bad with the buttons. Bad with buttons. Anyway, so I really appreciate your coming back on, Stephen, and I hope you'll come back on again.
Anytime you want me, Lisa, I'm here.
I really appreciate it. We have so many people that are waiting to get on, but I want to make sure that everyone knows how they can reach you. So if you can give out your contact information one more time. I know it's travelingtarot.com, but you pronounce it the way you pronounce it. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, the travelingtarot.com, TRAVELINGTAROT.com. They can find me there, and they can book appointments through my website underneath the Rates and Services tab. They can also find me on social media. Again, if you just scroll down to the bottom of each page on my website, there are buttons for my Facebook, for my Twitter, for my Pinterest, and I'm just new on Instagram as well. So you can connect with me through all of those mediums just by going to travelingtarot.com. And again, if you want to book a private session with me, click on the Rates and Services tab, and I will be happy to sit down with you one-on-one, either over the phone. I do Skype calls. I even do email readings. So I have a plethora of ways that we can connect. So by all means, go to travelingtarot.com and see which way is more expedient for you to connect with me. And even just to say hello, hi, how you doing? I love those emails as well.
There's a really great thing to having a private reading too. First of all, you can talk about personal things without it being, without hundreds or thousands of people listening, which is nice because, not everybody wants all of their private things aired. So the one-on-one readings plus Stephen's focus, any psychic that you're talking to, when you're doing a show like this and you're going from one person to the next, it's a disconnect from energy and a reconnect to energy that's very quick. And even though it's accurate and it works, it's a little exhausting for the person doing the reading. So I think it's a really good thing to point out that their focus, their energy is completely 100% yours. So, when you do a private reading with someone, it's worth the money. It really is. You can get so much out of it. It can be life-changing. I mean, it has been for me with the readings that I've had, not to mention the readings that I've done for people. It's life-changing. It really is. And
absolutely.
Everyone, visit Stephen's website for sure at travelingtarot, there I said it for you,
.com. Oh, there you go.
It's not going to last. Yes. I'm going to say tarot the second you hang up, but I'm just saying it.
Hey, well, it's okay. You say potato, I say potato. It's still
exactly.
Sharky.
And no. I got to tell you, you have the right pronunciation and I have the wrong pronunciation. I've just always heard it that way. And I'm from Ohio.
Right.
In Ohio, we say everything weird. So there you go.
And also let me just piggyback on what you were saying earlier. When you do book a session with me, if it is one-on-one, it's an hour. So Lisa is absolutely right. You are my focus for an entire hour. No one else is calling. No one else is knocking on my office door. No one else is doing anything to distract me from you. I am yours for an entire hour. So
and Lisa's not there interrupting and adding her two cents. This is you and me.
Well, you're the light. So.
Well, I appreciate you're doing the show again, and I hope you'll come back and do it again soon.
Anytime you want me, baby, I am here.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Stephen. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. TravelingTarot.com, .com. Thank you again to Stephen Diller Carroll for being on tonight. So everyone, hold on, and I'll give you some inside information. So everyone else, hold on. Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So for everyone who did not get a chance to talk to Stephen tonight, I just want to let you know a little secret, and I'll do that in a minute. But first, I want everyone to have my website, which is www.lisatarvis.com. That's right. It's just my name, LISATARVES.com. There you'll find links to my Twitter, at Lisa Tarvis, my LinkedIn account, my Facebook account. I have several of them. I have my personal account. I have my Metaphysical Healing, which is the name of my company. And then I have my book account, Just Believe, also. So please, you know, you can follow me on any of those things. I'm putting out great information, guys. There's really good information, really great articles, links to stuff. A bunch of stuff every day that I send out that I believe is really actually helpful to most people. And I've got, you know, 21,000 followers on Twitter. So obviously somebody's liking something that I'm putting out there. So, you know, follow me and see if it resonates with you. If not, you can always click unfollow, right? So it's that simple. Anyway, also, and again, I wanted to say, say to my dad a special I love you, and I hope you're feeling better. He's home from the hospital just tonight, going back in on Thursday for a pancreatic biopsy. So there is a growth on his pancreas, and we are all praying, and I'm asking for as many prayers as I can that this biopsy comes back and is nothing except, you know, I keep teasing him and saying, hey, Dad, you're almost 80 years old. Doesn't everything you have some sort of growth on it by now? You know, that's my joke, but I tend to try and make light of things. So the more prayers, the better. So I would appreciate that. Also, everybody, you know, you could buy my book, Just Believe. It's available on Amazon, and it's available anywhere else books are sold. And it's called Just Believe, and it's my story of growing up. And my dad is mentioned in the book several times, and it talks a lot about how I grew up and my being able to see angels since I was a very small child and communicate with them and how that developed into me being me. So everyone, please take a minute and check that book out on Amazon.com. If you've read it or you plan to read it or you do read it, if you want to leave a review, that'd be fantastic too. I want to thank Daria Ann again, our founder of the Right Stream Network and the host of Right Stream Tuesday, for doing my call screening tonight. She's fantastic, and I love her. She's my very good friend who I hope to see here in a few weeks when I go visit Florida. Hopefully it'll be a couple weeks and not before that, that I'll be down there and visiting my dad and my grandmother, who is about to turn 100 years old. I know, mind-blowing, but she is about, we're going to have a big old bash for her down in Florida at the end of the month. So I'm going to be down there visiting her and my dad and hopefully having a really good time and a double celebration if my dad is healthy and his growth is nothing except an old age growth. That's what I'm going to call it, an old age growth. That's what I'm hoping for. And praying for. So, everyone, I really appreciate your listening to Just Believe. Please tune in tomorrow to Military Monday with John D. Gresham. He's going to be, I think, having, let me bring Daria on for a second. Hopefully she's not asleep. Daria, did you fall asleep?
No, I am here listening, Lisa. I'm going to you, by the way. And I'm praying for your dad.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Does John have a live show tomorrow?
Actually, John, just speaking of people who need prayers, if we could all keep him in our prayers, he's okay, but he's got an important doctor's appointment tomorrow that he can't miss. So it's going to be a rebroadcast. I'm not okay. Sure, actually, with rebroadcasting, but all of the shows are so interesting. He always has
great
guests.
Oh, my gosh. They really are. I mean, he has some fantastic people on, and it's Military Monday, and obviously that gives you an idea of the type of show he has, but he has a fantastic show. He's a fantastic interviewer and really just a great person. So everyone, that's tomorrow at 1:00. Even if he's rebroadcasting, it doesn't matter. He's still kicking ass. He's awesome.
He really is.
We have so many people with health stuff on this network. I'm like, it's such a small network. How are we all having these problems? We need to all get together and do a sage cleanse or something, you know?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, cleanse ourselves of whatever it is that's going on. Maybe I'll just do it from here, you know. That's my Reiki thing. I can do it from here.
Yeah, I'll do a Reiki healing.
Yeah, we should. We should absolutely
really
do.
Real quick before I go, I just want to tell you, on Tuesday, I'm actually interviewing an author from Landenburg, PA, not too far from you.
Oh, right.
From where I grew up. in Chester County. Her name is Daniela Bova, and the book is called Tears of Paradox. And I bought it on Amazon the other day in paperback because I'm like your daughter, Lisa. I don't have a Kindle yet. I know it's hard to believe, social media person. But after I purchased it on Amazon, I was able to read like the first 50 pages, and oh my God, I was so sad when I got the message like, okay, that's it. Either buy a Kindle or wait for your paperback because you're not reading.
Yeah, well, that's all that. My daughter is a hard copy book person. I'm the one that downloads. If it's not downloadable, I don't want anything to do with it. I have so many flipping. I am out of room for books. I want them all on my iPad. So yeah, I keep trying to get my daughter to transfer to an iPad or to a Kindle, and she keeps resisting. But you know, whatever. Everybody teach his own. And I do like the smell of a new book. It's just, you know, the whole space thing, you know, and then finding it. Holy crap! Trying to find a book. I mean, it's like I remember having a billion albums or a billion CDs, you know, for music, and not being able to find anything that I wanted to listen to. It's crazy. So, all right. Well, it's good. Prayers go out to John then for tomorrow, also, and we'll just be doing lots of praying. That's all. We're just gonna all pray, lots of praying. And your interview Tuesday. That sounds like it'll be a lot of fun. Everybody tune in. You're on at 1 o'clock on Tuesdays. Again, everyone, all you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com/rightstream, and you're going to get everything. You're going to be able to see anything we're doing at that moment, and you're going to be able to see anything upcoming, and you're going to be able to see anything that's archived. All of our shows are archived if you were on and you want to listen to yourself, or if you just love the sound of my voice and want to listen to all of my shows, you can just go and do that. So, you know, it's a great way. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/rightstream, and that's with a W, rightstream as in writing, WRITESTREAM, and you can check any of that out. So anyway, Daria, thank you so much for doing the behind-the-scenes stuff again today. I appreciate this call screening help. It helps a lot.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
All right, thanks. All right. So talk to you later. My insider information, everyone, is please remember, I say this a lot, but I wait till the end of the call to tell everyone because I like to make you suffer. No, it's not that. It's just that I like to keep you on, you know. Anyway, if you call in, we start screening calls at 6:45 on Sunday, 6:45 p.m. Eastern, 15 minutes before the show airs. We start screening calls. The sooner you call, the more likely you are to actually get on the air for a reading. So if you want on the show, if you have a really important question, if you just have to get on, call at 6:45, 6:50, something like that, and you're going to be one of our first callers, and you're going to definitely get in the queue. So that's my insider information for all you guys that have been holding on and are still holding on, waiting to talk to a psychic. And I am also available for psychic readings on Skype, in person, on the phone, whatever. You can go to my website and book that at lisatarvis.com. Happy to talk to anyone. Best wishes for everybody this week. Have a fantastic week. Hope it's beautiful wherever you are, and that it's a really good 7 days till I talk to you again. Anyway, I will talk to everyone next Sunday. We'll have another great psychic show on, so make sure you tune in to that Sunday on Just Believe Radio. And again, thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you next week.